glowy, dreamy post-punk band March has tickled the airwaves beyond Arizona. You might have heard them on shows like The Vampire Diaries and 13 Reasons Why. Even The Guardian in the UK has clued into the pop pair's sparkly sound. But the roots of the band began when Jesse and Mickey Pangburn met. The husband and wife duo were in separate and very different types of bands at first. I met up with them at Smoka for a Tiny Desert concert and began by asking them how their marriage plays into their relationship as musicians.
I would say that our relationship as spouses is probably more difficult than our relationship with music.
That's true.
The communication I think we're both really good about with music. When we don't like something, we just say it. There's no passive aggressiveness.
It's a free-for-all. When someone has an idea, they want to try something, the other person will say, okay, let's try it. But we also reserve the right to say, I don't like that idea, and no one gets upset.
Well, how early on did you recognize you had this? When did you guys first start playing together? How long ago?
The first time that we really played together, you were in a metal band, but I had you come play on a singer-songwriter thing I was doing. Yeah. That was like 12 years ago.
Yeah, after I had played on that, we were just friends at that point too, so we weren't really doing anything, and there wasn't a very like serious musical commitment, if you want to say. And we did our own thing still for years after that, and it wasn't until we were in school for jazz that our instructors kind of like clued us into that a little bit, and they were like, you know, you guys are a couple, and you love music. Why aren't you doing this together? It makes so much sense. And it was kind of like, you're right.
Yeah.
We'll try it.
So what's the creative process then with the two of you? Do you always work together, or does one of you have an idea and then bring it to the other one?
Yeah, it kind of depends. I think Mickey, generally, as far as composition, it's really her area. And then usually what I'll try to do, and maybe rearrange the drums a little bit from what she has. Sometimes the drum parts that she'll put in require six drummers to do, so I'll have to rein it in.
You can do a lot with a computer that are harder with arms.
Yeah.
Well, the six drummers makes me think of this idea. When you're using synthesizer and you have so much ability to do so much, is it daunting? Is it creatively inspiring? Is it a little bit of both?
I think it's both. I think we've sort of run the gamut of, like, when we were first learning production things that we hadn't ever been part of before, as we started to get a little bit more aware of how to use the technology, we did our last record, which we love, and it was our first time doing our own mixing and things too, but we also lost a bit of what it is like when we're live because we didn't do any live drums on the last album. So I think now we're sort of coming back to basics and using things in a more choosy manner.
Yeah, I'd agree. It's, and in some ways, you know, having so many options available, our creative process does better when we limit ourselves.
Okay, so Jesse, you guys are going to play a song for us. What's it going to be?
The song we're going to play is called Waves.
Thank you.
So you're working on a new album, and there's that evolution of sound. I mean, we talk about metal, singer-songwriter. Obviously, years ago, there's obviously a big blend going on there. So when it comes to actually getting the sound you two are comfortable with or feel like this is the sound of March, how did it develop? Are you there now? Are you getting closer to what you both want?
I'd say so. We released an EP in 2016 that was very, very live instrument heavy, a lot of guitar, a lot of drums, very, very few synths compared to our 2017 album, which was lots and lots of program material, lots of synth, no live drums. We've really, you know, run the two extremes. And in playing live, we've noticed that a lot of people have given us that feedback of like, oh, this is very different than your recordings, in a good way, hopefully.
When you have a situation like this, when you have melodies and things that are almost sound dreamlike, maybe even upbeat, and then the lyrics, how do you juxtapose those?
I love happy sounding songs. I love them, but I tend to source my material from really sad situations, so it just sort of happens to end up that way.
There was a mantra we kept repeating to ourselves the last time through, which has kind of stuck with us as our sound. And we just kept saying, spook the dance floor, spook the dance floor. And I think that's kind of become just like our little mantra that we say when we're writing.
Yeah. Although we do get feedback often, again, as we interact with people in the real world. And they generally say, you're a lot nicer than I thought you would be. So I don't know what my lyrics are telling people. But
So 13 Reasons Why used some of your stuff. And your stuff's been used in other places as well. Maybe start with how it feels to be included with that program, but also just the opportunity for people to hear you in other venues. What's that like?
I think with 13 Reasons Why specifically, it can be a little taboo for good reason. That show has been very, there's been a lot of conversation about that show, whether negative or positive. So going into that and being part of it, we had conversations about it, like if it was a good or a bad thing. I don't necessarily 100% agree with everything about the show, but what I do agree with is the conversation about mental illness and depression. And it is specifically with teens, but in my life, I have a very close relative who deals with mental illness in a very severe way. And I've been very much involved in that person's life. And so that song, My Mistake, and that whole album actually was sort of in a time where I was trying to help this person through that situation. So for me, it was a little cathartic being part of something like that, just to get people to maybe lose a bit of the stigma that is associated with depression and mental illness.
It is a big honor to be among some of those artists, and we have had our music placed in different, you know, shows or commercials before, which is awesome. But this one in particular was the first time where Mickey and I really said, should we talk about this? We've never really told our agents, no, don't put that in there. But this was the first time we were like, you know, it prompted a good conversation for Mickey and I to, you know, even to just ask like how we want our music used.
So Mickey, you're going to take us out on a song. What's it going to be?
This song we're going to do is Sad Sad Boy.
That was Mickey and Jesse Pangburn of March playing for us at Smoka. You can see a video of their performance Among the Art on our website, theshow.kjzz.org. And if you're in a band or know of one you'd like to hear play with us, send us a note at theshow@kjzz.org.